Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Going to jump on the Ingles Advantage talk line real quick to talk to Brad in Landrum. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Tara, I had a thought on each and everybody's pie chart on Greenville County tax form, where it be your house, your car, whatever, you pay tax on the library. And if you had a large enough group of people, whether you formed a petition, however it needed to be handled, if you had a large enough group of people that caused a problem or refused to pay their Greenville County library tax, I think you may possibly could get somewhere with them letting the drag queens on the liberal mom's reading hour, however they call it. I think you could get enough problems caused for that somebody would have to take a look at refusal on that.
Yeah, but how would you not pay your library tax? I mean, how would you do that?
Well, would be your, in other words, that is whatever percentage they go off of. You just basically refuse to pay it. You have a group, large enough group of people that you know, just like you lobby for anything else. You know, if you've got 50,000, 100,000 people saying, I'm not paying that $12. I'm not paying that $10.
Okay, so basically you're saying underpay the county. Underpay your county.
Yes. Just remove that and you know, when you have a, like any other movement, when you have a large enough group of people that refuse to pay it, it's going to get noticed.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, long term, and I mean, at a lot of levels of government, it's honestly going to come to that at some point, I think, where you just look at what your taxes are being used for and you're just shaking your head like, holy cow. Thanks for your phone call, Brad, in Landrum. That's one idea. Going to jump back to this bill. Nobody knows what's in it. Never a good sign, Lee.
Yeah.
Over 1,100 pages, almost 1,200 pages. Chuck Schumer supports it. That's a really bad sign.
Yeah.
For the border compromise.
There's your sign.
Yeah. And everybody says, should Trump sign it? Should he not sign it? I don't know. I don't know what's in it. And we just had a congressman from Georgia, a Republican, saying, I can't vote for this. There's no way I can read this and interpret it because it reads like legalese by Friday. And so, you know, if you are a Republican or a Democrat, you're going to have to vote for this having no idea what's in it. And so that's just bad, bad, bad news. The Freedom Caucus has now floated a bill saying, hey, let's extend government for, you know, the government funding for a week so that we can at least figure out what we're voting for.
Yeah. A little bit of sanity in the chaos. Yeah.
These people are not, they're not serious about securing the border. And,
no.
And I'm talking about the Republicans and the Democrats.
No, I agree.
But they're not serious.
The leadership, yes. The leadership of the Republican Party and pretty much the entire Democrat Party as well.
Yeah, one of the biggest insults, and I swear they put this in there to slap us across the face. I mean, this could have been funded in a lot of different places, you know, in a lot of different ways. But to do this now, do you realize that in this 1,100 pages, and folks are frantically trying to figure out what's in this, and nobody exactly knows at this point. I'm following the reporting on this. Israel, the Ukraine, and Jordan, are you ready for this? Get $5.3 billion for border security fencing.
That's in this particular bill?
That's what Conservative Treehouse is reporting right now. They've got a copy of the bill up there citing the different sections. That's what they're saying. So that's the best I can offer you right now. Let's say it's probably in there. Their reporting's usually pretty solid.
Yeah, but
we're not, you know, again, nobody knows. And you're watching Daily Caller, Breitbart, all those places go nuts trying to figure out what's in it. The mainstream media won't even do that.
Yeah,
they're not even going to tell you what's in it. If it, you know, if it's bad or reflects negatively on the Democrats. So you're going to have to watch conservative outlets to figure out what's going on.
Well, all they're going to do is position this as if the president does not sign it, that they're going to blame him for another government shutdown. That's all they're going to do.
Now, the folks who worked out the best in this, who really won. I mean, besides Israel, Ukraine, and Jordan, you know, they get to be secure because they're not racist like us. We don't deserve security, as was explained earlier this week by a Democrat representative. We don't deserve it because we're racist. $3.4 billion in refugee assistance. So wait, what does that mean? Why is there money for the refugees? And the ones who are refugees, remember, there's a difference between an illegal alien and an asylee. Refugees are asylees. They are claiming that they you know, deserve political asylum. And remember, they already get the welfare package. Better welfare package than Americans can get. And that's because Congress never intended more than a couple dozen people a year to ever be able to get asylum. I mean, your government literally has to be killing you, usually trying to kill you, usually for religious reasons. But Obama just, you know, brushed that aside executively and said, if you live in Guatemala, we'll give it to you. Well, you can come here and apply. Well, so people are coming here, breaking in, and then they live on the taxpayer dime almost entirely. I mean, they get Medicaid, they get housing vouchers, they get food stamps. Normally, you can't get all those welfare programs at once. You'll hit a limit. The limit is waived for asylees because it's assumed you will come here with the clothes on your back. You've been persecuted. We're trying to help you. It was never meant to lead to the entire country of Guatemala. It never was. These were always special cases. It was very difficult. So that's still federal law, but Obama changed it with a wand, and judges won't let Trump take it back. So it's a big magnet right now for these people coming. So Congress is upping the $3.4 billion in refugee assistance, according to Conservative Treehouse. This is the only breakdown I've been able to find. So take it with a grain of salt. It's the first one out there. We'll see. But this is I want to tell you what's in it because we may not get to know before they vote. It's absolutely maddening. Now, one of the things that they're doing here, this is very tricky. The bill expands catch and release. That's release into our country.
Yeah.
By reducing the number of border beds from 49,000 to 40,000. There's a lot of confusion over this. Trump has blown past the 40,000 limit before, even though he didn't have funding, and then billed Congress for it later. It's not clear how hard and fast of a limit this actually is. You even watch the news, nobody really understands this. You got to watch it, the Alternatives to Detention program. This is not lock you in detention, like those detention facilities the Democrats hate on the border and want to eliminate. This is free family housing. So what happens with illegals is when they run past the limits on the detention centers, they will move them into these interior properties where you get free food, free lodging, kids can go to school, free healthcare, all the stuff Americans can't get, if they're even lower middle class. And you can live there, but you don't have to leave. Like they don't lock you in. It's just a place to stay. They expanded alternatives to the alternatives to detention program for 82,000 to 100,000. Remember, you sent me a Candace Owens video on this.
Oh yeah.
She was standing outside one. And she said she was literally shaking with anger because it was totally gold plated. I mean, she said, you know, the schools I went to were not as nice as the facility for these illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
That one was in Florida. That's that program. So we're giving a cushy landing here to Israel, UK, Ukraine, and the illegals. So, you know, yet more incentive for them to come here. No funding for additional enforcement, removal field personnel that Trump had requested. And that's a legit request by Trump because we now have hit. We're back at the all-time highs we saw under the Bush administration. 600,000 on track to see 600,000 at the border this year apprehended. God knows how many get through. Those are just the ones we catch. That means no more ICE agents to deport people already in the country. In other words, no additional ICE agents beyond what we have now. Customs and Border Patrol agents. Trump said he needed more because he's dealing with these caravans. Retaining current levels. They did get $77 million for opioid equipment, detection equipment. $417 million in humanitarian aid. Again, that doesn't go to us. That goes, veterans or people struggling in this country. That's to help other people in other countries. And that's, so far, that's what they got. So, that's what's up for debate that we know of. But again, it's almost 1,200 pages. Oh, and they are using the Bush strategy here, it appears. This I know for sure because I've got the actual wording in front of me. They're using the Bush strategy of you cannot build a wall on the border if a national wildlife refuge abuts the border. That started in the Bush administration. That started the massive rampage. This is why we have the numbers that we have that began in the Bush administration, not during the Clinton administration, because Bush did this. And so they cannot build any fencing along the border where the Santa Ana Wildlife Refuge is, the Benson Rio Grande Valley State Park, Lomita Historical Park, on and on, National Butterfly Center, Vista Del Mar Ranch tract of Lower Rio Grande. So they're making sure that the original Bush illegal immigrant highways through our national parks are still in place. So,
but butterflies are free.
Butterflies are free. Are you going to tell, by the way, they were saying, we can't divide up the butterfly center. Butterflies can fly over the wall, you morons. By the way, since they're doing it with the slat walls, they can fly through the wall, too. Jeez. As long as no butterfly is killed, Lee.
Exactly.
You know, angel parents can deal with the loss of their kids.
Leave no butterfly
behind. Nobody cares.
Behind.
Leave no butterfly behind. If just one butterfly life is lost, now that is a problem. Yep, we have a new commitment this year on my show, and I promised this last year, and so it shall be. We're going to personally go after criminals who hurt people and the judges that enable them. And we are going to make those judges and the prosecutors who aid them famous. Don't make me make you famous. I don't want to make you famous. I don't want to make it so I have to say your name on the air, and then your neighbors are asking you what's up, and then they're asking you at church what's up, and why'd you let that guy out? I don't want to do that. I'm a nice person. I shouldn't have to do that, but I will. Because it is out of control what these judges are doing, and I want to let the judges of the upstate know those days are over. Ditto for the prosecutors. I'm working on them, too. A lot of you have said, who are the prosecutors cutting these deals? I've got some stuff going on. We're going to begin to name and shame them as well. But I want to issue a warning specifically. Well, not a warning, but an opportunity for the Seventh Circuit Solicitor's Office to do right, to do good, to protect the people of the upstate. You have a tremendous opportunity to do this tomorrow morning. Because this lunatic, Michael Eugene Kelly II, 29 years old, of Spartanburg, has a bond hearing tomorrow morning. It's a bond revocation hearing. Because Michael Eugene Kelly killed a 12-year-old boy with his car. It's at least his second DUI that I can find in the records. It's at least DUI. Oh, by the way, after the first one, he had his license revoked and just ignored that and, you know, continued driving, as they often do here in South Carolina, where there's really no penalty for that. Oh, and when he was fined for driving without the license, he blew that off too and didn't pay it. This is not a guy who has any kind of regard for human life. So in 2018, he was busted on a whole laundry list of drug and weapons charges and was out on bond for those. He was out on bond for those when Lance Corporal Joe Hovis with the South Carolina Highway Patrol said Kelly was headed south on Boiling Springs Road, drunk as a skunk, also known as Highway 9. When Kelly's SUV hit a car turning left on a Boiling Springs Road. The car that Kelly crashed into was driven by Patricia Rubenzer of Boiling Springs. Her 12-year-old son was in the car. This is heartbreaking, folks. Ethan Frank Rubenzer died from his injuries 3 days later in the hospital. This is just... By the way, Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright went to the hospital to see Ethan before he died. Oh, he said, talking about Ethan, the boy, said he wanted to work for Chuck Wright one day. So Chuck Wright went to see him. I wanted to make sure I didn't lose the opportunity to deputize a great, brave young man. Crap. Folks, this is so unnecessary. It's just not necessary. So I want to ask the prosecutors and the judges of the Seventh Circuit, you have an opportunity to do good tomorrow and protect this community. You, not you personally of the Seventh Circuit, but you, the judges and the prosecutors of this state, have let repeat killer drunk drivers out on the road. That must stop. Revoke his bond. Do not let him out. If you let him out, I am going to make you famous. Now, I know how it works in this state. I know we don't elect our judges. I know that our judges are appointed by the Judiciary Committee of our legislature. And I know that every one of those legislators on the Judiciary Committee either owns a law firm or is a partner in a major law firm. And I also know that almost all of those law firms do DUI cases. So I know when their lawyers come before you, you're not just weighing what's good for the community. You're weighing your reappointment to your judgeship. And I know the judges in this state answer to the DUI bar, not the people. They answer to DUI attorneys, not the people. They answer to law firms that profit from their appearance before these judges. That is a shame. We should elect our judges. So I'm going to warn you this morning that we're going to change that equation, at least in the upstate. Because if you are a judge, when you are weighing this, I don't want you just weighing, will I get reappointed? Will I make these law firms mad? I want you to weigh what it'll be like if you let this guy out and he kills somebody, because I'm going to make you famous. So keep that in mind next time you look at somebody who is a danger. I want you to start to weigh, whether you're a prosecutor, whether you're a judge, I want you to start to weigh, to think about public safety, to think about the life of a 12-year-old boy. I want you to think about that. Don't make me make you famous. Do not. This is a personal message to the Seventh Circuit Solicitor's Office. Do not bond Michael Eugene Kelly out tomorrow. Don't do it. Please don't make me make you famous. He has to stay behind doors. He's a repeat drunk driver. He's got a drug problem. He's got a drug possession. He's out on bond already, which he violated for drug possession. Quantities of a distribution level. Don't let him out. I don't care what the attorneys say to you. Don't let him out. Thank you. On this Valentine's Day. Hope you have a lovely Valentine's Day. No stress, guys. Yeah, it sounds amazing to me in a society that's supposed to be so equal and all, where you are the main transgressors and offenders, that you, on average, are expected to spend twice as much as I am on Valentine's, or else you'll be in the doghouse. What do you mean spend money? Yeah, spend money on her. That's what we're talking about. Holy cow. Yeah. Texter writes, the state's not going to get to spend, what? I don't know what this means. Texter writes, Tara, how do you think you are in a better position than the judge and prosecutor to decide a criminal case when you only have access to a tiny fraction of the facts in the case? You're dead wrong on this. No, I'm not. See, this is what they want you to think. You can go online and read this guy's records, long as my arm. You can go online and read and see the record and see that he was out on bond when he killed this 12-year-old kid. He has now been arrested on felony DUI charges. You don't need to be an expert. This is not something we got to sit by and just accept because, you know, we don't know enough. The average citizen knows enough to start reading these records and deciding for themselves that a guy who's got a previous DUI, who has driven with his license revoked and been convicted of that, and declined to pay his fines, by the way, does not belong back out on the street. He has violated the bond he's already on in the process. They have absolute clear as the sky case to revoke this guy's bond. This should be very simple. Texter writes, Tara, my wife worked with Patty for several years and knew Ethan very well. This boy killed by the drunk driver or the, I guess, intoxicated driver's DUI, so we don't know either way. Thank you for calling out this case. What a senseless tragedy. Now, the texter writes, can't you get in trouble for trying to threaten a judge? Well, I mean, don't threaten a judge physically. We would never support that. This is America. You got First Amendment rights to make your feelings known. You have that. I have that. Exercise them every day on this show. Nothing wrong with that. That's not threatening a judge. That's simply saying, hey, judge, I'm your neighbor. I live down the street for you. I see you're out here getting your mail. Why'd you let that guy out? They should have to answer to you. It's not the other way around. These are public servants. They're not gods. That's why we have the First Amendment, so that we can criticize public servants. And you have an absolute right to do it to their face. Now, you don't want to bust the guy's door down and demand an answer. You deserve to be arrested for that. But no, that's not threatening a judge. It's called the First Amendment. You'll find it in the Bill of Rights. Look it up. Russell in Greenville. Good morning.
Hey, Jared. No, you're correct. You've been here long enough. You've proven yourself. This is what you do. So what you, when you come over there, I don't doubt you at all. So my suggestion would be this. If it comes to it, how about billboards of shame? If maybe you could partner with a watchdog group, a local group or something, and maybe do a GoFundMe account, you know, billboard of shame, GoFundMe, I promise you I will contribute to it. And worst case scenario, if we don't hit the goal, we donate the money to victims of crime. So I'm just throwing that out there, just kind of keep that in the back burner, and maybe that we can make that happen. We put their faces up because they live in the shadows. That's what the problem is. You know, they're comfortable. Their faces aren't out there. So I don't know. You know, maybe mull that over and maybe we could do that. The words have changed.
They are. And you know what? I think that's a great idea, Russell. And that's the kind of thing that I want to see people like you and others get involved in doing. Personally, I can't do everything, but I can tell you what's going on. I can tell you what's going on. And I hope it won't come to that. But we're going to have to start to see in South Carolina the people who are responsible for protecting the public, and that would be the judges and our solicitors, begin to take these criminals seriously. I am sick and tired of profiling them. I'm sick and tired of other cases, and it's not that way in this case, but other cases that we profiled right here in recent weeks, same thing. I mean, my gosh, the guy killed on Wade Hampton, a beautiful kid, 17 years old, whole life in front of him, coming home from church. At a stoplight, gets mowed down by a guy in a stolen car. It's not his first stolen car. It's not the first time he's high on meth. Busted for two prior meth labs, multiple felony charges. Sentenced to over 20 years in prison. He didn't serve it because three separate judges, one in Greenville, one in Spartanburg, and one in, oh, was it Anderson? Was Greenville, Spartanburg? I can't remember the third county. Forgive me off the top of my head. Suspended his sentences in three different cases. They said, no, you're on your second meth lab and you like to steal cars, but we don't care about that. We're just going to, we're going to convict you and you'll have a record and we're going to sentence you to over 20 years and we're not going to let you serve it. We're going to let you back out. By the way, his sister was also critically injured. That's the word in the news. I don't know what critically injured means. There were no details. I mean, I can't imagine what that family is living through and they are completely forgotten. And the judges and the solicitors just go right on about their merry business as if it's no big deal. And that has to stop. There has to be a price for that. Now, listen, some of you are saying I should shame the defense attorneys, too. I'm not going to do that. Their job is to advocate for people before the law. I don't have any problem with that. That's what makes us different from China. They're supposed to do the best they can for their clients. And if I was ever one of them, I would be glad for that. I'm not going to shame them. I'm going to shame the people whose job it is to stop them. And that is our solicitors and our judges. It's got to end. Texter writes, you start trouble. You ought to be reprimanded for promoting violence. I am not promoting violence. In fact, I would never condone violence. But you have a right to debate in this country, and if you don't like something a judge is doing, and a judge is in public, a judge is at his church, a judge is standing in his driveway getting his mail, you have a right to say something. You're an American citizen. You still have that right for now. The Democrats have not figured out completely how to take it away. You can let people know what you think. There is nothing wrong with that. That is not violence. That's the First Amendment. Texter writes, a judge is not beholden to you as a talk radio show host. I'm not saying they are. The judges are beholden to you. They work for you. See, this is the kind of attitude that emboldens these people. Let's see, where do we go? Texter writes, Ethan was, oh gosh, Miss Tara, this is an 11-year-old boy, 11 or 12, there's been both ages have been reported in the media. Miss Tara, Ethan was my friend. This is the poor child in Spartanburg killed by the drunk driver. Repeat. Intoxicated driver. Ms. Terry, Ethan was my friend and tomorrow was his birthday. Oh, that would explain the age. Okay, so my school is wearing pink, his favorite color. Thank you for recognizing him. Thank you, Sarah B. Oh my gosh, I absolutely love this. I swear, every day I wake up in America and Donald Trump is the president. So much fun. I don't want it to end. I don't. Okay, so Governor Cuomo of New York, the baby killer? No, excuse me. The full-term baby killer? Let's get this straight. Flew to Washington, D.C. Did you hear about this, Cuomo? To talk to President Trump, because he wants Trump to fork over $2.3 billion to New York. Because they have a budget deficit. They're liberals, of course, and then they spent money that they didn't have, and then now they're in trouble. They want to spend money they don't have. Have they attempted to cut the budget? Oh, heck no. No, they've only added to it, hence the problem. Anyway, Cuomo blames Trump because, remember how, because so many rich people live in blue states, Trump's, the federal government's $10,000 cap on deductibility of state and local taxes didn't affect red states as much because, you know, they don't have taxes as high. Taxes aren't as high. Well, whereas the, you know, the blue states got to higher taxes. So he's blaming Trump for the budget shortfall, not his own budget writers. And so he goes to the White House. He's in, so the whole thing is a photo op to go complain that it's Trump's fault that they have a budget shortfall in New York. Do you know what Trump does? He gives him a lecture about fracking. He says, you won't have a budget shortfall, start fracking. He said, yeah, you should open up your state to fracking and allow fossil fuel pipelines to run through your state. Which, of course, makes way too much sense for anyone on the left or anyone in Washington to actually do it. Cuomo, of course, would rather take a handout. By the way, that tactic would also dramatically reduce the insurance costs for the tri-state area. Not insurance, I'm sorry, the electricity cost for the tri-state area, but they don't care about that. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Let's jump on that text line, see what's going on. Texter writes, Tara, a coworker of mine, goes to the same church as the young man that was killed on Wade Hampton. Her husband saw him get into his car to leave that night and never dreamed it would be the last time he saw him alive. So senseless. Texter writes, Tara, the complacency for lawlessness from the previous texters and others in this country is mind-blowing to me. I did not take it as promoting violence. No, you can talk to a judge. They're public officials. You can tell them what you think of what they do. You cannot threaten them, and I would never support that. We have always been polite people in all of the crusades we have taken on. We stopped the gas tax 2 years in a row, and I told you over and over again, when you call, be polite and reasonable. That's the only way you get anywhere in life. I don't want yelling and screaming and threats. I don't want that, and I didn't do it. I would never do it. Texter writes, I guess every scumbag lawyer in the upstate is burning up the text line. Apparently they're all on the text line today. Yeah, they got to news the money train might end. Judges might actually be held publicly accountable for going along with these ridiculous plea deals. Texter writes, I love these people criticizing you for criticizing judges. I wonder what they would say if somebody that they loved was injured or killed by one of these fools that a judge let off. Yeah, I know. Imagine being so brainwashed and indoctrinated as to think we can't hold our public servants accountable for their actions and uphold the law. This is exactly what I just heard from the dissenting texters on your show. Yeah, it's nuts. Texter writes, if you were a Hollywood celebrity, you would have the right to threaten. Again, I have threatened no one. All I'm saying is that we're going to take a little disinfectant, we're going to take a little sunlight, and if this guy is... His bond is not revoked at that hearing tomorrow after he killed a 12-year-old. Folks, he was already out on bond on drug charges. He has violated the terms of his bond. They are completely in the right to revoke it. And his lawyers aren't going to want him to. And I'm just telling these judges, I'm telling these solicitors, don't let Michael Eugene Kelly out tomorrow. Very simple. Because I don't want to make you famous. I don't want to make you famous. I don't want to have to do that. I'm a nice person. You do the right thing, everybody's happy, and that's that. But I would never support any kind of retaliation. But I do support sunlight. It's a privilege that we have in this country, that we get to shine sunlight on what goes on in our government. And I intend to use it. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.